Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Two-Wheeled Samaritans by John Craggs, Haunts, United Kingdom. It was about 2 a.m., and the 6-volt lighting on my old motorbike and sidecar were barely coping with the cold, wet darkness. Then, I nearly beat into a back of a minicar parked, unlit, under a flyover bridge. My first reaction was, stupid idiot. I was a 50,000-mile-a-year man back then, much of it at night, and I didn't suffer fools gladly. 100 yards up the road, I suddenly felt the need to go back and check on the car. The next turning point in the dual carriageway was about 2 miles ahead, so I turned and rode back the wrong way. With no other traffic, it was safe, if technically illegal. A family of four and camping gear were tightly packed into the Mini. The dad climbed out into my headlight beam. Apparently, they had hit a deep puddle which flooded their electronics and carburetor, and the battery was too tired to work the lights without the engine running. Just a poorish early 80s family returning from holiday on a tight budget. So there we were, a fairly self-sufficient biker with no car knowledge at all, but a sidecar full of tools. And a man who was undoubtedly a lovely dad, but admitted to being totally useless with engines and stuff. Situation? Impasse. Then along came another biker who turned out to be an army engineer with an absolute minimal toolkit on his own bike. He asked the dad a few questions, then fell on my collection of tools like a kid in a sweet shop. He seized my large can of WD-40 water repellent and sorted out their car in 15 minutes flat. Dad looked terrified as the engineering chap deftly dismantled, dried, and reassembled bits of the car which Dad had never seen before. The engineer shrugged off thanks and roared off to avoid a late return to camp. Dad was going to about 20 miles beyond my normal turnoff, but wasn't too sure of his route. I offered to shepherd him part way and took him within about 10 miles, where I flagged him down to check if he now recognized the road. Off he went, children waving and horn beeping. I finally got home about an hour before I needed to start work. I call it the cosmic exchange. I pay in when I can by helping others, and always, when I have problems beyond my own ability to solve, someone turns up to help. This night was particularly memorable because the engineer said he wouldn't have stopped if he hadn't been curious about my motorbike and sidecar. From the outside lane, and really shifting, he probably would not have seen the Mini tucked away under the bridge. And I didn't know enough to be much help on my own. Despite the lousy weather, the cosmic exchange was firing on all cylinders that night, and six people felt better for it.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.